Greetings and welcome again to Meditation Moments. Welcome in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our precious Savior. And we always add the words, and God make you a blessing, because the old world needs your help so very much. And there are people that you're rubbing shoulders with every day that truly need the message that you can give through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we're going to talk for a little while on Acts 4:12. Neither is there any other name in heaven that's given among men whereby we must be saved. You know, there have been so many wonderful songs written about Jesus' name. This wonderful old gospel hymn that Paul Tibbetts is playing right now, the name of Jesus is so sweet. I love its music to repeat. Praise the name of Jesus. And you wonder why we pray in Jesus' name. Well, we come to the Father in His precious name because that's our only access to the throne of God. We must come in His name. We come through the price that He paid on Calvary. Nothing in our hands we bring. Only to the cross of Christ we cling, and we have no merit of our own to come to the Father. And we come through Jesus Christ, our blessed intercessor. The name of Jesus is so sweet. I love its music to repeat. It makes my joys all complete. The precious name of Jesus. I think I love that second verse best of all. I love the name of Him whose heart knows all my griefs and bears apart, who bids all anxious fear depart. I love the name of Jesus. Now, in this tribute to Christ, Peter concludes speaking to the people who had seen the lame man healed at the gates of the temple. You know, the Sanhedrin had commanded the apostles not to preach in His name anymore, hoping that way they'd put down this religion. And all through this passage, there's continually reference to this name and His name and that name. And there's something very significant about this and vitally important for you and me, for by the right use of Jesus' name, oh, there is open to us doors otherwise closed and possibilities of victory untold. Oh, just limited resources. There's power and authority. Authority in this name. I've spoken along this line a couple of times before because it's a subject very close to my heart. And I believe it so definitely that it's the only name that can give you entrance into the presence of God and quickly move His hand in your behalf. Never was there such power vested in any name. And when you use that name with authority, all things begin to happen. Well, you say now, the question is, who has the right to use that name that unlocks these doors of heaven and moves the will of God? Do I have authority? Do you have it? And I think one of the questions is, are we effectively using the authority? I think that's important, too. Oh, I sometimes wonder if the very defeat that we are suffering today and the spiritual weakness and the physical sickness isn't because we don't realize or at least rightly use the authority we have in Jesus' name. We do have authority. We have authority in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has given to us to come to the realization of that authority and use that name. It's something that should be pressed down upon every heart because of what it can do for you and the change it can bring into your whole life. God's word says, His name shall be called Jesus. And in none other is there salvation, for neither is there any other name in heaven that's given among men wherein we must be saved. His name is Jesus. Philippians 2:9-10 says, wherefore also God highly exalted Him and gave unto Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of the beings in heaven and beings on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess Jesus Christ as Lord to the glory of God the Father. They believe that. You believe Hebrews 1:1-4. God hath at the end of these days spoken unto us in His Son, who hath become so much better than the angels, as He hath inherited a more excellent name than they. Now, as I say, you do believe all this. But that isn't the question we're asking tonight. I know that most people listening do believe that. But have you gone farther than that? So the vital question is, and I wish you could be stirred with it, have you come into the full realization that you have a great deal of authority and power in the use of this name? Now, the early disciples realized that, and they realized the omnipotence and faith that would just do wonderful things, and that they were invested in that power through that name, and they use it. They use it with a daring and a faith that really puts us to shame today. They believed that they had a legal right to the use of that name, and wasn't a problem of faith for them, but of obedience in the using that authority that God had given them. John 14:13 says, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Oh, isn't that a striking, thrilling, tremendous statement? I want to read it again. John 14:13. "Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Now that's amazing, and it fell from the lips of Jesus Christ himself. And again in John 16:23-24, verily I say unto you, if ye shall ask anything of the Father, he will give it you in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be made full. Now note the words there. You will note that the words faith or believe don't occur in these scriptures. They simply set forth the fact that you've got a legal right to the use of that name, a legal right to the use of it, and that this authority is given to the individual born-again members of the body of Christ. And they now have this power of attorney and use of that name. Oh, well, what is the power behind this name? What's invested in this name? Well, Jesus said to his disciples, "All authority has been given unto me in heaven and in earth." I read that again. Jesus said, "All authority has been given unto me in heaven and earth." Now just meditate on that a moment. And yet you come in that name to the Father God, and that name, that authority, comes into your hands. He became the master and ruler of the universe, and he despoiled principalities and powers and made a show of them openly and triumph over them. So he's the undisputed victor over sin and the devil. He's the only begotten Son of God, God manifest in the flesh. Think of it then. All that is invested in that name belongs to us, and he gives us the unqualified use of that name. He said in this very passage, "Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and receive, that your joy may be made full." Oh, beloved, as you come to the Father God, if your heart is right with him and you're walking in fellowship with him, use this authority as you praise and worship him. Use it for your every need. Use it as you go out to a weary world to spread blessing and comfort. That name has lost none of its power, and you have a legal right to all the grace, the might, the power, the blessing, healing, and life enwrapped in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ who bore that name. Ask now in his name. Ask in Jesus' name, that your joy may be full. Amen. God bless you.